Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to kpcradio.com. My name is Salvador Farias, and this is Brahma Beginnings, a show where you get to meet people who are living their dream because they followed their passion. But the thing that ties us all together, we all started at Pierce. So she started off as a news reporter for the Roundup, and that's when she got infected with the journalism bug. She then became the editor-in-chief of the publication where she increased the newspaper's social media following exponentially. That got her a job working for NBC LA. Now she's working her dream job at ESPN, where she handles social media. We have Megan Moreau here in the studio today. How are you doing, Megan?
I'm good. How are you, Sal?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So you had the day off today from...
I did. I actually thought that I didn't have the day off, and then I checked our schedule and realized that I had the whole day off. So just let me here.
So you're just working your dream job right now. This is...
100%.
When did you start falling in love with sports? When did that happen?
I've always kind of followed sports, like, randomly throughout my life. My family, nobody in my family is really that into sports. My mom and my sister do dog agility, which I don't... Is that a sport? Not really.
I'm not sure.
I don't think
so. We'll count it as a sport.
I hope my mom isn't listening to this. Sorry. And then I played a bunch of different sports growing up, and I've kind of always just followed. I was in high school. I went to every Friday. Friends on the football team always went to football games. Same thing here, obviously. I worked a lot with the football team here, so I've just kind of loved it, and I live and breathe it, as you know.
You started off doing equestrian, right, when you were younger?
Yes, I rode horses. Actually, yesterday was my 16th year anniversary. I literally started riding horses on September 11th, 2001.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So do you still ride?
I ride on and off, not as much, not competitively. Last time I think we did like a fun horse show thing last October, and I hurt my finger, and then I kind of just been all around. But I go to the barn all the time and hang out with my friends and their horses, and kind of, that sounds weird, but go and visit and stuff. I still love it, and I love being around everyone there.
Okay. So you went to El Camino High School.
I did.
And then what made you decide to come to Pierce?
I knew I wasn't going to go to a four-year directly out of high school, so I took a year off, and I actually went to Moore Park. I've had like four different majors in college, and I was going to do animal science because I've always been around animals, and as you know, my mom is like a crazy, she hoards animals. So I was going to do animal science, and then I switched, and then I took a month off, I took a semester off, and then I started an assistant job, and then came here, and kind of have just gone throughout the majors, I guess. But I mean, it's so close to my house, and just an easy place to go. And nice. It's nice here.
Yeah. And did you just immediately gravitate towards the journalism department, or did you kind of fall in, or how did that happen?
So, I mean, straight out of high school, I knew I wanted to do journalism, but for some reason, I just didn't do it. Other than animal science, I mean, always in the back of my mind, I was like, I should do journalism, blah, 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 like thinking that. And then I never did it. And then it took me a while. I kind of was undecided. And then I think I went to, and then I did sign language for 2 years. So I did that program at Pierce, and then I switched to PR, and then I had to take some journalism classes for that, and then decided I was going to do sports PR, and then I decided I wanted to do sports journalism instead.
Okay, and then you just found your way to the Roundup newspaper.
Yeah. So I took Stephanie Frith. She's not here. Obviously, she's at El Camino College, for those who know her, who don't know her. And then I took her, and then I took Jeff's 100 class, I think. And he's like, you should join the Roundup. If you guys know Jeff, he tells you to join the Roundup. And from then on, I kind of just floated in the department, and I started off, like you said, as a reporter, and then it came on halfway through. I think we were at JACC, and I was like, let me do your social media. Someone else was doing it, and I was just like, I need to do it because this is how it should be, and that person's not on trend with things that are, it's a bad thing to say, but it's not going, there's stuff that's happening in social media, and she's not kind of going with the flow of it. And then so I took over, and the rest is kind of history, I guess you can say.
Okay, and so you've always had this like grasp over social media and what works, what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Was that just something you picked up on your own, or did you really study into that?
I think I just kind of picked it up. I don't know. I think I just follow a lot of social media accounts. As you know, I'm like always on my phone, which is horrible, but there's a purpose to it. Not just playing Candy Crush or looking at Twitter. But I kind of like to see what other people do and kind of test out and go from there. It's been fun with all the different live videos and getting to kind of test that stuff out at NBC, and then bringing that to ESPN has been cool. But there's social media is ever changing, and I don't think there's ever going to be a person that's kind of ahead of the game on that, but I mean, maybe it, there will be, but it's kind of everything is, every day is different and every event is different and everything is new, and there's so many platforms and you can do so many different things on all the platforms.
Okay. Was the roundup what you expected when you joined it? Was it, did you know what you were getting yourself into?
I don't think I knew, but I kind of just went in and got my hands dirty. I think like the first event I took was a football game, and the editor at the time was kind of like, what the heck, why does she want to do football? Because nobody else wanted to do it. And then from then on, I kind of went and wrote with the team and took pictures and all that. But covering, I think it's more, obviously I have more of an interest in sports, so some of the other stuff was a little challenging. I remember, I don't know why this sticks out, but there was one story I did on a teacher who did like a documentary on giant pumpkins, and Jeff gave me, I think he gave me a C, and I was like super annoyed about that, and I still remember it to this day. So it's just like covering different events was kind of tricky, but it's been such a great experience, or was such a great experience, and I obviously wouldn't change it for the world, because look where I ended up because of it.
What were some of the skills you came out of the roundup with?
Definitely, I think it's more, I don't know if it's, there's a lot of different things. Obviously, writing, you learn how to write. You learn what is correct, like how to interview people and how to work with people. And I think, yeah, when I was editor-in-chief, the big thing was managing a staff of people and getting everybody to work together and kind of just going from there and managing more than one platform, I think, too. So it's obviously we had the print edition of the newspaper, we had online, and then we had all the social media that comes along with it, too. So I think that's kind of, you learn how to do more than one thing and you get to try out everything, too.
Right. And that really prepared you going forward into the working force.
Definitely.
Okay. And then you leave the roundup, you were editor in chief for a semester. and what happened next? What was your goal getting out of the roundup?
When I was editor-in-chief of the Roundup, I was applying to get my bachelor's degree. So I applied to University of Oregon, and I was dead set on moving to Oregon. And then I applied for the job at NBC and got offered that job and decided, I was like, okay, well, I'll do this job for however many months it was, and then I'll go to Oregon. And then I ended up staying pat. And then a month in, I was like, I'm not going to Oregon. I'm just going to work. So I got that job and then worked there, did all the stuff that I did, and then went to ESPN. But my end goal was the question? Sorry, I just lost.
Oh, no, just like what was your – yeah, you answered it perfectly.
Okay.
Could you talk a little bit about your job search? Like, I know that's a lot like really intimidating for people coming out of school, and they just have to find that first job. And you landed one at NBC LA. But how was that process? How long did it take you to get that?
I just rolled my eyes, I'm going to tell you. It just was, I have so many friends that have just graduated too, and they're all looking for jobs, and everybody in the journalism department. And I'm not, the job search, it sucks. Well, I'm going to tell you how it is, but with NBC at least, it was a little drawn out. Like I went and interviewed in December, and then I didn't get hired on until March. So it was kind of, and it was so much back and forth that it just was a little stressful of kind of not knowing what's happening and kind of trying to find other jobs in the meantime and whatever. But after I left NBC for ESPN, I had like, I'm trying to think of how many, I had like 4 months of interviewing with other places. I interviewed for a lot of places, and it just kind of is a long drawn out process. But as cheesy as it is, I'm a big believer in like everything happens for a reason and whatever. You can make fun of me and laugh all you want, but obviously I ended up in the best place I could have ended up in. I wouldn't change anything for the world.
Okay. And then, so you land this job at NBC LA, and what were some of the responsibilities you had going into this job?
So this job was a little different. I think only one other person had had it before me, and I don't think that they have, I don't know if they've filled it or not. But so I worked the morning shift. So I work with the morning team. So I got there at 5:30 in the morning, and then stayed till like 2 p.m. But it was kind of a mix of everything. Like, I was editing video. I was doing live, Facebook Live. I was creating promos for them, too, at one point. So mainly it was just handling the social media in the morning and posting on Instagram throughout the day and then working with the digital team that was with us as well. And then I kind of started to branch off and asked to do different things. So Harry Potter was opening when I was there. And so I asked if I could go and kind of do live social from that and tag along. And sorry, I'm like hiccuping. That ended up doing really well. I think that was like one of our first kind of big live video experiences. And then I did a lot of other social campaigns, like for Hairspray Live when the live TV movie was, is that what it's called, live TV movie? When that was happening. And I did some stuff with the Rams as well, and kind of different, a bunch of different things in the Olympics. I always forget about the Olympics, which is so terrible. But I got to do a lot there, which was great.
And you said you worked covering some of the covering the Rams, and
yes.
I'm sure that's a huge jump from covering the Brahmas to then going and covering the Rams. How was that sports culture shock covering professional athletes?
It's crazy. I mean, the first time I went there, I remember driving in the Rams facility. I don't know. People probably don't know this. So it's in Thousand Oaks, and it's kind of hidden. So I remember calling, like, our sports reporter and being like, where am I going? Like, what is happening? And then I drove in, and they had security, and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm with NBC, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, oh, okay, just park over there. And then I walked on the field, and I remember the reporter being like, you can't have your phone out. You can't do this. You can't do that. Like, there are a lot of rules. But everyone was super nice. Like, I didn't have any I didn't have any bad experiences. Like, I loved being there. Obviously, I love football, and it's so different, but it just was kind of just like my dream. Like, I just could be there forever and never leave. If they let me put a tent on the field, I'd live there. That sounds creepy. Don't get a restraining order on me.
Okay, and do you have any story that sticks out, maybe, that covering any of those situations? It doesn't have to be sports.
What do you mean? Like,
working at NBC, was there like an experience that maybe it pushed you to your limit, or maybe it was just a little tougher than the rest? But anything to think of?
I think there's just, with NBC, I really wanted to do everything I possibly could for them. So I think a lot of it was just working longer hours and kind of proving that, I mean, I will go and do to any extreme. So like we had Angel, like when I worked my normal shift and then I went to an Angels game, and I think it was like a 17-hour day, and I didn't leave Anaheim until like 11 o'clock at night because we had NBC night at Angels game. But I mean, I got to do a lot of cool things. It's definitely trying things out. I think that they were more hesitant on the social media side. Maybe, I don't know if they're more open to it now, but a lot of people don't necessarily see the good in social media and kind of live social, which is, I'm so lucky to be at ESPN, who's like so open about all of it, and they love any crazy idea you throw at them. And they are very receptive to everything, and they encourage you to kind of think outside of the box, which is what I love to do.
Awesome. And then you kind of segued for me. Now you're working at ESPN. You worked at NBC LA for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And how was the job search for ESPN the same? I mean, I'm sure.
I applied to internships before with ESPN, and I interviewed a bunch. And this one kind of just happened super quickly. I remember I was working at doing like a temp job for like a week at Jeopardy, because somebody from that I knew the person at Jeopardy that needed some help. And I was sitting in there like, oh, we would like to interview you. So I did a phone interview. And then a couple days later, or like a week later, the head of our department, or head of our team, I should say, called me. And he's like, we did an interview. And then he's like, can you come to Bristol next week? And I was like, oh, okay. And I did keep a lot of this under wraps. I think I told like one or two people. And then I flew out to Bristol, was there for like 24 hours in less than 24 hours, I should say, and interviewed and met them and went to the campus and everything. And then within a couple of days, they had offered me the job. So once I interviewed with them, the process was much quicker, but it took me a while for the opening. But then again, I am big on like everything happens for a reason. So I think that this was just the perfect job for me.
Do you feel like you were kind of thrown into your job responsibilities, or was there like adequate training that got you prepared for it?
Oh, they were, like, I really have no bad things to say. Like, the team that I work with is really, like, they're the best group of people. They're all super helpful, will answer all my questions. They train me so well. Obviously, I'm still learning because I'm still kind of new. I guess I have been there for a few months now. But everybody's been great. Like, I couldn't have asked for better people to work with.
Okay, so it's a great work environment. And what are some of the things you do for ESPN?
So, kind of right now we're getting college football sorted out, and NFL obviously just started, and we're kind of getting that figured out. So mainly it's like I'm in the office and I'm like going through our internal app, which kind of is like Twitter and Instagram and kind of everything mixed together. And then we send that stuff, whatever we think is promotable, to the .com website, and whatever, if it's breaking news or if it's a video or wherever it needs to be, we kind of send it to those people and go from there. And yeah.
Okay. And so I know you had a post on social media that got a lot of reaction to, a lot of retweets, a lot of...
It was Gilmore Girls thing.
Oh, for... I think it was for the Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, yeah.
So how was that, that event?
I feel like that event was kind of... I covered the ESPYs this year, which was really cool. But the Kershaw event, which is, if anybody's curious... it's Ping Pong for Purpose with Clayton Kershaw and his wife, Ellen. So they do it once a year, and I have been familiar with this event. And I saw it, and I was like, oh, we should really cover this. And so I emailed my bosses and said, hey, like, this is something maybe we should do. And it kind of all came together, and I ended up being, like, one of three other people. I think it was, like, LA Times, the Dodgers channel, and I'm trying to think of, oh, and like AM, a radio station, and us were the only ones that could interview Kershaw and his wife one-on-one. So that was kind of crazy, just like me standing in front of Clayton and his wife, like interviewing him. That was just really surreal in my life. And then I asked him if I could take a picture of his socks, and like kneeled on the ground and took a picture of his socks up close. It was cool. It's on the ESPN Instagram if anybody wants to see it. But it was just a cool event, and there are so many things going on. It was just great, like magic saying that they're going to get the win the World Series this year, that video, just so many different things. It just was kind of fun to kind of test different things, I guess, and mainly it was video that I was sending in, but they also had pictures of stuff that I could curate and whatever and send in. Not curate, curate's not the right word, but yeah, it was a cool event, and it was just cool to see it come from like my idea to being executed and everything doing well.
Okay, and you said that they do a really good job at nurturing ideas, no matter how crazy it is. They just want to get, they want the best social media platform that they can have.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas moving forward that you want to,
anything? Pitch them right on down.
No, I mean, just anything you could share that you're working on or.
What is it? Mainly, I think it's just like football stuff. Like, everyone that knows me knows that I'm grossly obsessed with football and just, mainly just being around it. Like, I just, it's where I feel I'm at home. I was joking to someone that I should have been a boy and I should have played football. And then he's like, you're crazy. But I think it's mainly just kind of that stuff and going out to more events. I'm so keen on being at events and kind of doing live social from anything and everything that works, obviously. But yeah, it's mainly kind of just trying to think of what we could do that's different than everybody else and how we can kind of grow from there. So hopefully the Dodgers stop sucking and... I could do some playoff stuff, but to be determined.
Right. And I know a lot of fans, sports fans out there, always they dream of having like an ESPN kind of job, yeah. But they can't really picture drawing that line between being a journalist and a fan. How easy was it for you to draw that line where you're like, oh, I'm a fan, but I'm a journalist first?
That's a good question. I think it's more... This is how I'm going to explain it. So there, I would say there's an East Coast bias. So most of our team is in Bristol, obviously, which is in Connecticut, which is on the East Coast, if anybody doesn't know the states. But so a lot of the time, I'm like always sending Rams stuff. So we have a Rams reporter, and I'm always like, this is good. We should know about this. But it's mainly I'm like, okay, maybe we don't need to know about this. Like we understand Aaron Donald is still holding out until, what was it, last Saturday. So it's kind of just things I'm like, okay, maybe in the beginning I was like, everything that I thought was that other people wanted to know about that I'm just now I have toned back and I'm like, okay, maybe not everybody cares about this. And it's kind of just, I think when you're in it, you kind of start to realize like what's good and what's not. I feel like I have a really good news judgment. And obviously I think that it's grown since being at ESPN and kind of like knowing what we want and like what we're going to, where we're going to place it and what works and what doesn't work. There's definitely, I've had to check myself a few times being like, maybe people really don't care what Aaron Donald is doing today or whoever it is. It could be Dodgers or whatever. But definitely I'm a huge LA sports fan. So I just kind of have to sit back and reevaluate for a second and then think about it.
Okay. And just nothing too in depth, but just what would you say is the number one favorite thing about your job right now?
Everything. No, it really is. I really have nothing bad to say about my job because I love it so much. And I feel like I'm going to say it again, that I work with the best people ever and the best company ever. And I'm really just like not saying that. I genuinely like really love my job. I think it's different. Like I'm going to be, what did I say? I've interviewed for jobs that, or before this, I interviewed for jobs that were not sports related. And it kind of clicked to me one day where somebody in an interview asked me if I could give up not doing sports every day. And I sat for a second and I was like, I really don't think that I could not work in sports every day. Like, I just would not. I did that before, but I still had like some sports, but not being in the sports world would just kind of not make me happy. So, it's just, it really is. I'm so involved in it and I just love every second of it. So there's nothing bad I can say about my job, and it really is my dream job, and I want to be there forever. So I hope they keep me forever and ever and ever.
So yeah, that leads into my next question. What's next for you? I'm not talking about other companies. This is the best company for you.
Yeah.
But within the company, where do you want to move forward going forward?
I think that our team is so special, and that there's so many things that we haven't even touched on. Like, there's just so much room to grow within our team. So I think I have no plans to leave our team. And I think that there's just doing live content, as I like stutter, doing live content is forever going to keep growing and growing and growing. Like I said, it's same thing with social media. Like, it's never going to stop growing. So, and it's forever changing. So I think that we can just kind of keep expanding and keep expanding our internal app that we use and getting more people to use it and our reporters synced up to it and go from there. I think that there's just, it's limitless right now.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And what would you tell somebody right now? You've gone through college journalism, you've gone through a job at NBC LA, and what would you tell someone that's just starting college, just starting wanting to be a journalism major? What's some advice that you'd give them to get to the point where they love what they do?
I think that you just have to find what you love covering. So whether that's sports, I was going to say food. Like, I don't know why food popped into my head. Like, people like want to cover food writing, but it's a thing. So if it's sports or it's food, not spoots, whatever the word that was, or news, like there's just so many endless possibilities to just find what you love doing, and you'll never work a day in your life, as cheesy as that is. But you also need to be multi-talented. So don't forget to, like, you could take photos and do video. I think video is so crucial now, and knowing how to edit, and social media, and conducting yourself correctly, and network, I guess. You should really network.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're almost out of time, but I just want to ask you a few just little quick fun questions.
Oh gosh, okay.
You're into sports, so I just want to ask you just in the different
Chargers. Just kidding.
In the different professional leagues that we have, what's the number one headline you're looking forward to? Like, finishing out the MLB season, what storyline are you, like, most looking forward to?
Oh, that's really hard. I'm just kind of – I really just want Taylor Swift to play at the college football championship. I don't know why that popped into my head, but this is, like, an ongoing joke. There's been so many articles that have said that. No, I just kind of want to cover college – or what am I talking about? Anything football-related, I think it's good. I'm not going to say anything about the Dodgers because – I'm just not going to go there, but
Right. Obviously
we know what we want, so, but we can address that so it doesn't come back to haunt me when I say what Magic Johnson said at Clayton Kershaw's event.
Right.
Go find that video. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, I mean, obviously good things for all the LA teams.
Right.
I think that's big, and that's good for our city.
And then as a fan for the NBA season coming up, what do you want to see? I know you're an Oklahoma City fan.
I just love Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams. What do I want to see? I mean, LeBron's going to come to L.A., so, but that's in a year. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. We're optimistic, L.A.
We are.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening in to Brahma Beginnings. This has been Salvador Farias with KPCRadio.com.